it's nothing like that. First of all, I don't want to be the winner. I want you to win. I want you to be safe from where you are. I want you to become a better fellow. This is what I want. I didn't start this fight to push you down. I'm trying to pull you up. This is the difference. Yes?
I was leaving the battle ranch for the purpose that I might deliver you from destruction. I do not cut men's throats in order that power and glory and followers may be mine. I cut some throats in order that a world may obtain deliverance from those throats. For you, in your ignorance, make a habit of rushing thus, like moths, at the fire. I, as a drunken man, drive you away with both hands from falling into the fire.
This is it. I'm sitting down and I see a lot of flies. They are going around the fire. So I'm knocking them out. Not to go in the fire and burn. I'm trying to save them. It looks like aggressivity, but it's not, because I don't want to push you down. Yes?
That which you deem victories for yourselves, you were sowing the seed of your damnation. You were calling one another most earnestly. You were driving your horses towards the dragon. You were overpowering. Whilst in the very act of overpowering, you yourselves were being overpowered by the lion time.
Exactly. You see? It explains what it looks like overpowering to you. Here, we think opposite. We think that when you think that you overpowered everything, you have been overpowered by everything. This is what it is. Yes?
Showing that the rebellious sinner in the very act of overpowering is overpowered, and in the very moment of victory is made captive. The robber overpowered the merchant and carried off the gold. He was just engaged in that when the magistrate arrived. If at that time he had fled from the merchant, how should the magistrate have set the police on him? The robber's overpowering was his being overpowered, because his act of violence took away his head. Prevailing over the merchant becomes a trap for him, in order that the magistrate may arrive and take retaliation.
Mm-hmm. What it is, says okay, as I was talking about here, the world is created for something, and that's the improvement of knowledge and all that, okay? And I know the universe is like this, but I know that what the consequence is, and I know what education looks like. Here we should be educated, right? First of all, we have to be punished for what? For the wrong thing we do. It's like that thief that when you rob someone, you could be caught. Okay, why there is the police? The police is something that is put there in that situation to cut and punish the thieves. This is how it is. Is police good or bad? This is what it is. The prophecy is just like that. We are animals, and we have that animal active in our intelligence. The spirituality is here. There are enlightened fellows to stop these people. This is what it is. But to you, it looks painful, because we are stopping your ego to do what self wants to do. Yes?
O thou that hast become mighty over the people and are steeped in warfare and victory, that one hath purposely caused them to be routed, that all the while drawing thee on, he may bring you into the net. Beware, draw rein. Do not push on in pursuit of his fear. fugitive, lest you have your nostrils pierced with a nose ring. When by this device he hath drawn thee into the trap, after that you will see the onset pressing in crowds. When did the intellect rejoice in this victory, inasmuch as in this victory it saw ruin? The intellect is keen-eyed, possessed of foresight, for God hath powdered it with his own clerium.
Means there are some things that normally the people cannot see. But I told you, there is that magical stuff that you put in your eyes, and suddenly your eyes will open and you could see. Who will give you that? That special magic stuff comes from somewhere else. When you act good and you know what you're doing, okay, they will give you that magical stuff. Then you could open your eyes and see what's going on. Yes?
The prophet said that the folk of paradise are feeble in quarrels because of accomplishments. Because of the perfection of their prudence and thinking ill, not from deficiency and cowardice and weakness of faith.
He's explaining who are the best people. The best people are living in paradise. Okay? Who are they? They are very weak in fighting. Not because they are fearful people, because they have doubt not to judge you to that limit, because the kindness will stop them. Yes?
In giving the advantage, they have hearkened in secret to the wisdom of, had not there been true believing men. To keep their hands off the accursed infidels become a duty for the sake of delivering the true believers. Read the story of the covenant of Hudabiah. He restrained your hands. From that, perceive the whole. Even in victory, he deemed himself subdued by the snare of divine majesty.
Now to this story. All this explanation was what? You don't understand because you judge it with, like, an egocentric. You think that, okay, you were in a fight and you lost. First of all, I think you are the winners because you were living in hell and I'm forcing you to move to paradise. But you don't see it that way because you have never experienced it that way. This is the difference. Now, back to me laughing at you. Yes.
'Tis not because I suddenly marched against you before dawn that I laugh at your chains. I laugh because I am dragging you in chains and shackles to the cypress garden and the roses. Oh, wonder that we are bringing you in bonds from the merciless fire to the place abounding in verdure. With heavy chains I am dragging you from the direction of hell to the everlasting paradise. Every blind follower in this way, be he good or evil, he is dragging, bound like that, into his presence.
Okay, yes, a little bit more. After all those explanations and stuff, said, okay, let's back to the subject. Me laughing at you? I was not laughing at you. I was laughing at this situation, this stupid situation that I have to pull you with the chain from the hell to the paradise. This is what it is. And this is not something that happens only to you now, me to you. This is something that he is doing always. He is pulling everyone, even the imitators, even other people. There are moments that he will pull you. Because at the end of the day, the key of enlightenment is his attraction and pulling us, not ours. Yes?
All go along this way in the chains of fear and tribulation, except the saints.
Exactly. Saints are holy. Okay, the Pierre and all the enlightened fellows we are talking about. Everybody will be led there by the pain, by the problem, sorrow and all that, except these fellows. Because for these fellows we have no explanation at all. He will do it and that's it, period. Yes.
They are dragged along this way reluctantly, except those persons who are acquainted with the mysteries of the action. Endeavor that thy light become radiant, so that thy traveling and service may be made easy.
So this is what you are supposed to do. When you understand that, everybody is being attracted towards Hap. Now or then it will happen, and everybody will feel it like a pain, because it's against self. It's against the arrogance and all that. Except those exceptional people that we'll not talk about them. That's exceptional. Okay, back to the subject. What are we talking about really? All of this, right, to say what? To say that you try to add to the light in yourself. You will become enlightened when he wants, but before that you could add to the light in you. So when there is this light of knowledge in you, then everything becomes easier. Because we are all walking this path. A lot of us, we go with the pain and we don't like it and it's hard. To other people, well, they don't start to think about it or dislike it even. They just walk it. Their job is much easier. So yours will be easier. Yes?
You take children to school by force because they are blind to the benefits. Mm-hmm. When he becomes aware, he runs to school. His soul expands at going.
Of course there are exceptions, but normally it's like this. The first day you take the child into the school, they don't like it because they don't know what it is. And they are told to, you should behave, you should keep quiet, you should be this and that and that. But after a while, when they understand what the school is and they like it, early in the morning they wake everybody up because they want to go to the school. This is the same way you should be attracted to the path. First, it's painful. Because right at the beginning we said, you have to fight. With what? With yourself. So you have the biggest enemy in you. And you have to stop that enemy of talking and doing this and doing that. And it looks very difficult. Yes, it is. But later, when you learn, first of all, you give up of defending the self because you realize that you are two. There is this self and there is your spirit. You root that non-material stuff. When you understand that, then it is different. Yes?
A child goes to school in sore distress because he has seen nothing of the wages for his work. When he puts in his purse a single dong earned by his handiwork, then he goes without sleep at night.
This is something that you haven't seen, I have seen. Because I was born in a third world country. And more than 60% of the people were illiterate. Nobody knew anything. Nobody would go to the school because it was a waste of time. In my generation, it has started from the generation before us, that when you are educated, then there are special jobs in the bureaucracy and you will have a good paying job. So everybody suddenly was interested to go to school, to educate, to have some documentation.